Welcome back.
Hola.
Las Hermanas. Two Las Hermanas. You already know who it is. It's Lachey.
I have a question.
What?
I'm sorry. You saw the text about Bailey doing a podcast?
Yes.
Shout out to Bailey. Shout out to
Bailey. She's at like 4.6 million people now on her YouTube.
That's amazing.
Anyways, yeah, welcome back to Las Hermanas. It's Lachey.
And Diana.
Thank you. Will we ever get better at an intro? Fingers crossed, maybe like a year from now we'll get it together. It's been a minute, man. Shout out to everybody that checked out Single Queens. Everybody was really interested in that episode.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, a lot has happened since Single Queens.
Right. Remind me to remind you.
Remind me now because I will put it on there.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen to the podcast and it will remind me. Are you not going to tell me what it is?
No, I wrote it down.
Can the people not know what it is?
Oh, they can.
What is it?
My manager braided my hair. She put it in a braid.
I told you, Dina was going to bark. Sorry, guys.
She put it in a braid so I could work. And then Marty was like, oh.
Period.
Well, my other manager was all like, you need to wear a hairnet. And I was like.
Yeah, you do need to wear a hairnet.
I was like, okay, I don't know where they are. And then we had to find them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're potting right now. Everybody say hello to our mom, our madre. It's our mom.
Las Hermanas.
From not, we're bad moms, we're real moms, podcast, real moms podcast.
We're not bad moms,
we're real moms.
She has a surprise for us and she's holding it in her hand. Now he's going to come up in here and he's going to be talking too.
Oh my gosh, Adino.
Oh, that was a sexy burp.
Anyways, so our mom bought us something.
Can we both open it, like tear it apart? Woo! Is it going to break?
And because Ayana doesn't want to do visuals.
This is yours too.
You can't see it.
Mine. Yeah,
but, our Padre just walked in also. Say hello, everybody, to our Padre. Padre, hello. That's father in Spanish.
I'm the Padre man.
All right. Anyways, so our mom bought us something. I don't know if it's pertaining to us starting a podcast.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Just for us.
She just said that she wanted us to open it.
But she said that it was red and blue.
Crips and Bloods.
I feel like your listeners will appreciate it because it's something that's constantly.
Dad, do you know what it is?
Podcast,
you know what it is?
Everyday life.
Whatever she got for us?
He does not know.
Okay.
Wow, you kept a secret? Did you tell anybody at all?
No.
Whoa.
That's a first.
That's big.
Right, who would like to open it?
Ayana's going
like
to open it.
Close your eyes and
no, Ayana, open it. Open it. Open it. Just open it.
Okay.
Just open it.
I would do
need scissors?
No,
she's a G.
I work at KFC.
She burnt her finger and cut her finger in a matter of 24 hours.
Mom,
Guys.
I've cut my finger, burnt
this is like a Patreon episode of Look Into Our Life.
And I've also dropped ramen noodles. That's chicken wings and chicken legs. Don't dog on my chicken. Anyway.
And she's opening
the
ASMR.
Hello.
Yes, Dad, we're in the middle of a podcast. We also saw I saw the RV. Girl, open it all the way so I can see it also. Nobody's laughing except for them two. The one that ordered it and the one that's still looking at it in a bag.
Sheesh!
She bought us she socks. Nice. We're going to take a...
Funny.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Look at the ad for it.
Jeez.
I saw them and I was like, oh, God.
They're like compression socks.
Oh, you may not. Well, we've got to get you compression
Did you
socks.
Get her a large?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Medium.
Look Thank at you. That. She really got you blue. She said crip.
Crip.
No. Matt's KFC.
Stop. Oh, my gosh. Not me being known. While in a KFC,
Our mom bought us sheesh socks. I love it. Sheesh.
Sheesh. I love that. I'm sorry. That's funny.
Those are fire. Thank you.
That's funny.
We'll post them on the Instagram. If you're not following us yet, at Las Hermanas and Primos, make sure you do so. Also at Drip of Holy on Instagram. We're waiting to figure out. I'm personally waiting to figure out who this person in Brazil is. obviously she's my age and she's a woman according to statistics. So I'm trying to figure
But what if they're actually a guy and they're like, I want to identify as a woman?
No.
I mean, honestly,
Ayana's really bent up on me dating a transsexual. Is it transgender?
Transsexual? Well, sure.
I think transsexual is a thing, then I just don't know what it is.
You would be transsexual.
How can I be transsexual if I'm celibate?
I don't know.
Exactly. It's so sexuality. I think that's a thing. Oh, that's me.
Transsexuality.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
That would be the opposite gender of what you or of what or you're supposed race. To like.
Oh my god.
No, transracial is like Nikita. You have to change your race.
Yeah.
We were supposed to wait.
This podcast is all over the place. We haven't even tapped into the outline.
What's your outline? Oh, what's your love life?
Thing.
Our outline.
What's your love life?
Let's start with your love life.
I don't because
you
a
got
love
a lot
life.
Going on no, right I now.
No, I don't.
Let's talk about your little toxic stud crush that you got going on there at work.
I don't.
So Ayana.
No, I don't care. There's nothing to say about it because it's just, you know. I just like her vibe.
Well, that okay.
No, I still like my ex. Oh my
okay,
god!
Okay, so like last you guys heard on Single Queens.
Oh yes, we're still on that same page, by the way. As oh, the last wow. traumatic thing, yeah.
That's
it's
sad.
Been a week. I so, think it's yeah. been or like 7 days, 6 days, or something like that. I don't yeah. remember.
And if you didn't listen to the last episode, go back. But essentially,
yeah, I get a really tragic text during the middle of it. I'm like,
yeah, okay. And it's been kind of there. But since then. Ayana has developed a crush.
It's been a week.
On somebody
stop
at
playing.
Work.
That says 1 week.
Okay, we don't care That's about crazy. That anymore. That's all toxic. We're on to new toxic.
I actually care, thank you. I found out.
What?
New toxic isn't even an option either. I can't win here. But it's not like I wanted a relationship.
How about you just work on yourself?
Oh my god. We do not want your input on this.
Thank you.
Potting with our parents.
Maybe your people want to hear your parents.
Maybe.
We invited
Maybe
you.
Get a perspective on who raised such crazy people.
Not that.
My lord.
Should we go back to my love life?
Yes. Okay. That's what I wanted to start with.
There's nothing there.
Sheesh.
You got a sh at the end.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Not
So sheesh. Mine's still the same. I didn't ask homegirl out. I just, Boom. I've been vibing, man. I've been in a really good mental space with.
You
want
to ask somebody out?
Yeah.
You didn't talk to me?
No.
She does not talk to you about girls.
Yes, she does.
She tells you after. I'm the first person to hear about it. And if I'm not, then I'm
sometimes
like,
sometimes I tell mom simultaneously with you.
That's rare. No offense.
But sometimes it happens.
Sometimes. Don't let her play you like that.
Who? Play mom? Ayana knows.
I'm going to leave your podcast alone.
Absolutely. Go ahead. What you got to say? I cannot.
I made Shay a tiny math.
Ready?
Thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of my daughter's numerology, astrology chicas.
Not
and
the
if
chicas.
You know my daughter, you know.
What's my sign?
Virgo.
What does that mean?
The Virgin.
No, but
who,
I mean,
who am I compatible with?
Good question.
Know, not compatible with that. It's funny because both of you are Virgos and both of us are Sagittarians, and in that
Thanks.
Realm, we're not supposed to get along.
Exactly. So we're breaking.
We're breaking astrology
stereotypes. Exactly.
Are we though?
Bye.
What?
Good night.
I mean, y'all be bumping heads sometimes. A lot of times. Maybe like...
They just bumped heads. They just bumped heads.
That's so shout out to all my new... Like what? Numerical...
All your numerology, astrology chicas.
Yeah, period. Shout out to y'all that I'm not talking to absolutely none of.
I'm not talking to nobody. R.I.P. that.
What other stuff?
Oh, I know exactly what she gonna say.
What she gonna
I
say?
I feel like... Is it something?
Say it in the mic and then mom can say it out loud. Turn your head and then. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, turn your head. That's how we're gonna do it.
Wait.
Alright, what are you gonna say, mom?
Shout out to all the witches.
Oh my god.
No, it wasn't. I was way off. I thought she was gonna.
Well, no, say what you were gonna say. Because I want to say it. I want
to
hear it.
She was gonna say, and to the girls that will. To the girls in the future that will cup her butt. But no.
Oh, that one would have been better. Yeah, I'm looking for somebody to cup my butt.
You had like three of them.
No, one.
And when I dated one, everybody was like, oh, my own, and dated a witch. And they never let that one go.
I don't think either one of you should be dating one, but...
I don't want to date a witch.
I'm even joking.
But I didn't choose to date a witch.
Okay, I'm not going to get all like that. I'm
gonna Mom, look at my tiny map. People. Just look at my tiny
you're
map.
You're going to what?
I'll scare your people.
No, just you're not going to scare nobody. It's all love.
You dating
it's,
a witch?
No, I'm not dating a witch.
She dated a witch.
I did not
she
date
was
a witch.
Talking to a witch from Miami.
Oh yeah, she did talk
oh
to a witch.
Oh my gosh! Imagine she listens to. She's actually probably one of the sweetest souls that I've ever met.
I have friends she's that are witches and they're sweet souls.
Is it a what?
Is she like? Well, there's different types of witches. Is she
she's
like,
no,
or is
no,
she like
no.
stars and moons?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stars
like
and
that
moon.
Type stuff.
Stars and moons
and
and then she doesn't even practice at that.
Do you remember?
So, stop! Somebody was saying that earlier today.
Oh my gosh, this podcast is way out left. I'm gonna
have
to
even
go and chase the ball. Okay, good
night. Night.
Well, welcome to our household, everybody. If you wanted to know what it was, this is exactly what it is.
Gay.
That too, very much so. Anyway,
it sounded like she said gay.
So
no, she said yeah,
the only thing in my love life right now is I'm dating Jesus, and that's it. I'm just vibing.
Oh my gosh.
I still kind of do want to ask her out, but I don't know. I don't have the time or the energy just because I'm so fixated on what I got going on right now. That's that. What do I have going on right now? Just adult things, you know.
What do hair nets protect? I'm sorry, I promise I was listening. But like, what do they protect?
You put your hair in a net so that way the hair doesn't fall into the food. We're gonna get into this. So listen to this. Ayana spent her entire day off.
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday, getting her hair done by a coworker.
Yeah.
And she was there from what, 10 a.m.?
No. Like 9.
9 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. 12 hours. This girl done took my sister to Walmart, to Winn-Dixie. My sister helped her bring in groceries. And...
yeah. No, I didn't bring it in. I loaded their cart.
Or loaded their...
I meant
whatever.
Loaded the thing.
Long story short, it was not worth the money that she gave her. And it was not worth the time and energy. And this girl still had the nerve to press her. If you want to elaborate more, feel free. But I'm kind of done with this situation.
Yeah, man. Like, and then I come up in today. Oh, no. Because this morning she texted me and she's like, you know, we're good, right? Like, we still friends.
Oh, well, you can't say that and then not mention what she said after you got home last night.
Yeah. Okay. Last night. Okay. So, to. All right.
Why is my MacBook open?
Because I was showing mom. So, basically, she was like, did I ever tell you how much I was charging you? Like, before she even did my hair, before I bought the hair stuff, and I was like, no, I was going to give you 25 and call it a day. She was like, nah, it would be
it's
more.
Not just 25. Ayana post made it $40 worth
no,
of
wait,
food.
No, wait, I'm not done yet. Okay. No. This was before I paid her anything.
Okay.
This was before she did my hair. Okay. This was before I bought it. She was like 85, and I was like, nah, I can't do that. I could literally, the most I could do is 45 for you. And then she was like, all right, just give me whatever, and I got you. And I said, okay, are you sure? She was like, yeah, nah, I'll literally do it for 45. I was like, all right. Go to this girl's house, she does my hair, and mind you, her sister helps her do the hair, like, she parts it and stuff for her. And then, after, she was asking me where her 20 was, after I done postmated her, no, I meant DoorDashed her, I DoorDashed her $45 or $44 worth of food, and then she asked for more, and then I gave her 25 in cash.
So, yeah.
And she wants 20 more.
To make it $85.
And now that wouldn't even be $85. It would be over, would it not?
You pay. You was $45 in DoorDash and
so
$25. That's 60. That's so 70. Well, sorry, 65.
69.
No, I'm saying you post made it $45 or 40.
44.
Or 45, whatever. So $45 and then you gave her 25. So that's mm-hmm. $70. $20 mm-hmm. would have been 90. That is not worth $90. That's on your head. And then for it to take the entire day.
Right.
On top of that, absolutely not. And not for it to be unraveling the way that it is. You don't think it is, but I'm looking at it.
I said it was unraveling. No, you said falling out. Oh. I said, no, I said like this, and I said it's unraveling because yeah. she didn't braid it all the way down.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're not very happy about that. So, and then also, today I am...
Oh, my God. No, because I had the worst attitude from it, too.
Ayana, today, she spilled an entire bowl of ramen noodles in her room.
Oh, my bed.
So, she's currently waiting for her bed stuff to wash and dry.
And my mattress is still wet.
Oh, with ramen water.
Yes, child, not even normal water. I didn't got time to clean it.
I cannot. So Ayana's been having a rough day, and so what I do on
Did
top of that, what I do for support Girl. For my sister is I send her TikToks pertaining to ramen noodles.
She's so rude. Oh no, here's Simon.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's it. Love life is straight. I'm pretty much vibing right now, and yeah, man. I'm just tired. I'm just working.
Y'all see how she trying to make something out of
what
the little story I told you.
Yeah, there's more to that whole situation with the girl braiding her hair because
the girl likes the girl
that Ayana has a crush on.
I don't have a crush on her.
You told me that yesterday.
I said I think. It's not for certain.
Anyways, I think she's a toxic stud.
She hasn't even seen her. She doesn't even know what she looked like.
I thought it was the girl that was there today.
Uh-uh. Stop playing with me.
Anyways.
No, girl.
I think all studs are pretty much toxic because they're extremely insecure within themselves.
I guess she's toxic.
I used to be very toxic at that age. So I know I'm speaking from experience. I used to be very toxic. I used to do a lot of bad things to seek validation, which in turn broke a lot of hearts. And that's not okay.
Well.
And I don't need nobody breaking my sister's heart. Because I'd be ready to go to jail, dog.
It's too late.
Oh, my gosh.
My heart been broke so many times. I don't know what
I don't even know if people can hear you. Imagine they can't.
Mom said it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
If anybody listens to this, congratulations. Shoot me a DM so I can send you something because this podcast is ridiculous.
What are you going to send them?
I don't know. Something.
Send them a stamp. Send them a letter that says P.
We appreciate you.
We do.
So, Adrian's kickback. We're a little late on it right now, but are you mad that you didn't go?
Yeah, it looked fun. They were shooting off fireworks in the air.
So, I mean, supposedly it didn't last that long.
It looked like it did.
No, supposedly it lasted like maybe like 2 hours max, I think.
They had celebrities and rappers fly out to go see it.
So, Adrian's kickback, it was this thing. This kid on TikTok said that he was going to have like this little Getty at the beach in Cali.
And it turned out to be more than just a little Getty.
Yeah, people flew out. TikTok did its thing. And they like, yeah. It's what rappers?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I think Lil Uzi went.
Oh, of course he did. He's a clown.
I think it was Lil Uzi.
So, but yeah, that's what happened with Adrian's kickback. No cap. If and I was that age, if I was your age, I would be pressed that I wasn't out there. So.
Girl, I can barely even go to my friend's house.
I know, isn't that crazy? Ayana does not have the same rules and regulations that I once did when I was her age. It's hilarious. That's mine. Oh, you got me one. Thank you. My mom got me a Celsius. Purr.
We should.
You didn't have to.
Hey, mom.
I needed it before I left. Is that for us? Jeez.
For real? Stop playing.
Buying us ice cream.
Mom.
Purr.
What's the difference?
I'm really a woman child for real.
Me and Shay.
What?
What's the difference between me and Ayana?
Your hair's coming out. Oh, that's a net. Oh my gosh.
She wants to know what the difference is between her and I, because she doesn't feel like she has the same level of freedom that I did when I was her age. And I would agree with that statement. I will say, though, I'm a little bit more street smart than you are.
What is it that y'all want from me? Because somebody in this house said I was more street smart than book smart. Then somebody said I was more book smart than street smart. So what is it?
Okay, can I? I'll express my level of concern with you doing the same things. She just doesn't want me dying.
But YOLO.
The emphasis on the clink, clink, clink. Yo, we got everything going on right now. Oh my gosh. This episode is truly ADHD.
This is normal.
No, this is not normal. I mean, usually we have a couple of hiccups, but this is whoo. Because we didn't think it was gonna be like this. So
we should have known. It's our family.
With me, I just feel like with your choices of character of people that you like to hang around, I just don't feel like they have your best. They're
so stupid.
I don't feel like they have your best interests at heart, and I don't feel like you would be safe around these people. And therefore,
you do,
and the people that you choose, what?
As opposed to the friends you had in high school?
Yeah, homie.
You were in a whole game.
Yeah, but like Diana, when I would hang out with her and stuff like that, like.
It's just a different time period. From a mom perspective, it's a different time period. It's
well, my thing is she, I just don't feel like you have the best choice in friends where.
Neither did y'all.
I'd be trying. That's it, and I can't. I'd be stopped talking
to
people.
But if the whole generation is like that, it's not just. But you need to start also having boundaries, and you've come so far, and you're so wise for your age that sometimes I feel like you put yourself backwards just to blend in. Because all your siblings are older, so you have this older mentality, but then you want to sit there and dumb yourself down to hang out with kids that don't even have a clue as to all the stuff that you've gone through or the things that you know. You really, I don't know, she had glitter. You really.
Yes, that's why I be looking at her.
When you start getting up on your own, you're probably going to be hanging out with older people just because you're dumbing yourself for these younger folks.
I'm about to volunteer at a nursing home and throw tea parties.
Period.
Well, that would probably make them happy because that's a dying thing.
Dying?
Yeah, people really don't do that anymore. I'm so sorry I'm interrupting your podcast.
It is A-okay. So yeah,
but yeah, you didn't even get to the actual question. You didn't answer it.
She did. That was an answer.
Not to.
Oh no, you didn't answer the question. No, you did not.
This could be doll hair.
Why isn't she allowed to do the same things that I used to be able to do when I was her age?
She can't drive, and I'm not driving her.
I didn't used to be able to drive.
I'd be having people offering.
Okay, here. This is gonna be a huge thing right now. If you were going to go out and you weren't getting a ride from any of your family members, where would you tell the person to come and pick you up?
What do you mean?
Where would you tell the person to pick you up? If you were getting a ride to go somewhere, where would you tell them to pick you up?
Here.
Absolutely not. Rule number one: don't ever bring anybody to the house. Don't.
Where else am I supposed to get picked up from?
So, okay, let's say that girl and her mom came to pick you up to get her hair done, and that whole incident happened, and then they would know where you live and where the family, and you don't want to bring any of that unnecessary stuff that has to pertain to you and your life to your household. You never bring crap back to your home. So what you do is you have them pick you up down the street so they don't necessarily know where you live. And that's what I mean about the thought process between you and me and at our age. I did. People that I did that I knew were bad news or could potentially.
That's the thing.
Could
I don't
possibly
even hang out
be
with
bad
people.
But listen, but you want to. So people, if I knew there was a possibility that there might be bad news, then I would have them pick me up at a different location. I would never bring them back home.
You didn't say bad news. You said if you had somebody pick you up, where would they get you? You never said nothing about no bad news or nothing like that. You just said...
Well, the people that I would have pick me up from my home were people that I had established, like, full-fledged relationships with.
You didn't even say bad news.
Listen, all I know...
And they have to know me and my family, someone then, to come get me.
And then Halloween also. Not smart. Not very
smart. Best night ever. I don't care what anybody
says. Okay, it was a good night, but it wasn't a smart night. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. So those little bit of nights that you've had the opportunity to go and do something, you didn't maneuver it in the smartest way possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have called me and it would have, like, you would have been straight.
I also didn't even have my phone.
Well, if you were prepared, you would have told your boyfriend at the time, if shit goes left, call my sister. That's what I mean. You're not thinking. You're only thinking in the moment, which is understandable. You should be able to think in your moment. But you also have to understand that this world is insane. With all the murder mysteries you be watching, you...
I don't even...
It goes so left so quick. People get raped. What's the statistic of rape in this country?
Oh, it's like 86% of women or something.
No, like what is it per second?
Oh, I don't know.
There's like, there's probably like a couple hundred women getting raped every single second or some shit.
Obviously.
Like that.
It's also,
that's insane.
It's also kids and children.
And that's,
I mean, wait. No,
and that just goes to show you.
Children. Well, I that said the, there's if you, also kids being raped right now and molested. And
absolutely.
Also
and that makes the statistic go even higher. But I'm just saying, for a young woman that's out here with friends and at, let's just using Halloween as an issue, like an example, friends that are only that are not looking out for your best interest because they weren't, and
well,
that was very evident.
Were okay.
Three of them were okay, but there
the
was
other two
were not. And imagine if those other two, let's say you were in a situation where you're with those two people that you thought were your friends, shit could go left real quick because they don't give a shit. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's people who will let their friends get attacked for whatever benefits them just because they're sick in their mind or they have some ounce of jealousy or envy in their heart towards you. That's why you need to be alert. You need to, and I'm so concerned about that because I don't feel like you're ever really thinking about these type of things. I'm assuming. I don't know if you do or not. I'm just assuming. And I hope that if you're listening to this, that I hope that if you're not thinking about any of this, that you start to, you know. I've seen instances where friends drug other friends' drinks, you know. It's not cool, bro. It's not cool. It's a weird place we live in. This world of ours. Beautiful place, but jeez, Louise.
Girl,
the man's heart is so ridiculous. I mean, woman and man, just human. Whether you're transgender or non-transgender,
stop. Girl, I don't even know because we'd be walking on the street and you'd be like trying to scare me, and I'm just like,
should we bring up that one Halloween where Danielle took you
oh
to
my
the
gosh,
house?
Go for it. I don't even care.
Nobody's gonna understand what I mean, but you got scared that time.
No, go ahead. You can explain the story.
I don't even know how to.
No. I got this. We were trick or treating. There's this guy on the post, like
like
he was
a scarecrow.
And I saw him move. I saw him.
But she went up to the house with my ex-wife to
get
some candy.
Hold up, because this happens to me all the time. I be saying something like, one day we went to Disney. Okay, this is like a backtrack, but. I went to Disney and I was like, no, it's a dropping ride. I see a drop.
Yeah.
I swear I be seeing things and then everybody's like, no, it's cool, Kiki. Girl, I was like, I seen that man go back up on that post.
And it
and
was
then,
a whole drop.
And then, no, I'm talking about the Halloween thing now on the post. I was like, I seen him go back on that post. And then they were like, no. It's decoration because there was fake ones too.
Mind you, I'm in the car like two houses ahead.
I don't
because
remember if it was
I like
you
them to hit the houses.
Her.
And I was in the car.
Yeah, she was in the car.
Listen, I was in the car. Yes, Danielle was with you.
So one of y'all was like, nah, it doesn't move. And then I got out. That was the house with all the spiders? Or
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways, so I get out the car and they give me candy. And then the man comes off of the posting. And then he walking up to me. And I start, like, I panic. No, like, it wasn't even, like, an instant start running. I just stood there and I stared at him as he's walking up to me. And then he's like, do you want candy? And he's like, you want to hug a little girl? And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, this is it. And my heart's like, doo, 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 doo. And then I start running. I book it, bro. Like, I have the candy bag in my hand so tight, like, nobody's stealing my candy. Like, I
just like that it. Year. All I remember is looking up in the rearview mirror.
Was that the Saw makeup sister. Look? Was that the Saw one?
I think so. My sister running for her dear life.
I had, okay, guys, picture this. It was either a teal tutu or a green tutu. It was mixed matching Halloween costumes. And then her wife, she did a makeup look on me. And it was Saw. And what else? Ooh. I had glitter.
Yo, all
and
I
had a jean jacket and I booked.
My sister,
bro.
She was just she had the look of me. Have you ever seen fear in
and
somebody's
eyes? And I was crying.
Eyes?
And I got in the car and I was like,
I think we went home after that.
We did because I said I'm done. I was crying in the back seat. I was like, oh, and then she was like, he wasn't gonna hurt you, and I'm like, I told you.
I was dying. The look on her face. Oh my god.
Literally, when I tell you, she's not right now. She's like, I ran down that street
holding on
candy.
To that candy. Though,
that candy was
sure.
not going nowhere.
Yeah, you put it in front of you. I just saw running. The bag swinging.
Oh, I was running.
That was hilarious. I'll never forget the look on your face with that.
What I look like?
You look like you had the love, like the fear of God in your eye, like it was rapture and you were getting left behind.
If you could recreate this face, how would it look?
Oh my gosh, I can't even. You were like, wait, I can't even. Oh, hold on. Let me see.
Time for her to fake cry.
No, I can't. I can't reenact it. It's an unforgettable thing. It's something only you can do.
Yeah, I really ran.
Sorry about the printer, guys. My mom's printing out the obituary for my grandmother's thing next week.
Ooh. All right, get grandma. It. She doing the boogie over there in the corner.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Oh, I have a question. If this was going to be our last conversation ever, what would you want me to know?
I don't know. I'm trying to think
that's
of something
good, right?
Stupid.
I got it off of TikTok. Oh. Don't make it stupid if this, because then I not might not stupid. Ever talk to you again. Just to let you think that that's the last thing you ever said to me.
Not like stupid. Well, I would let you know that I love you, and then I'd probably say something. I don't know.
You know what the lady said when I saw the question? It was to her mom.
What she done said?
She said she was like that. And she told her mom, she was like, that your love could carry me through a whole nother lifetime.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? Meanwhile, my sister's like, jeez.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Jeez. Love ya, jeez.
Honestly, I'd be okay with that.
Girl, you'd be okay with anything.
Yeah. If this was my last conversation with you, I would tell you.
No toxic black studs.
Yeah, if I was being funny. God. But if I was being serious, I would tell you that.
Pour this.
I'm gonna cry. No, oh not pubes.
God. Don't cry.
I'm trying not to cry.
Or cry and let it out.
Either right. or. Let I'm trying out. To figure out how to articulate it. If this was my last conversation with my sister, I would tell my sister that
I just write you a book.
What the fuck?
Because if I can't speak to you, then you can read. Duh.
I'm just saying, if you or never if had died. No more, if I died, yeah.
So if I like, yeah. I could write you a whole book, girl, and it would be called Inside Jokes 101.
Period. Yeah, I feel like we have enough to write a book. Yes. With all the TikToks we watch.
Lachey Logic would have.
Which I'm up chapter. To 700 TikToks now.
You know what? Hold on, because the freaking what made you mad type thing, yeah. I've been pushing down that button in that shower.
I know, and what have I been doing?
I don't, I know that the bathroom looks decent right now, and I haven't seen complained.
I've been leaving it up on purpose.
Leaving what up?
The water thing.
You have?
Yeah.
For real?
Have you noticed?
No.
Oh, maybe I haven't. I thought about it one day. I was like, I'm going to leave this up so she can see what it's like.
I don't care.
Anyway. Well, thank you for that, but why are you mad?
I thought you were going to say no pee in the toilet.
What?
There was no pee on the toilet seat.
Yeah, pebbles. I've been making sure you good.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you. But what makes you mad?
This week?
Yeah.
My freaking ramen.
No. I thought we were doing what pisses each other off.
Yeah, but you never finished telling me what...
What I would say?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to articulate because how much I love you.
Love ya.
I would say that... You are a true inspiration. This is watered down because I can't. I'm thinking on the spot. That you are truly an inspiration on what bounce back looks like.
Bounce back.
Bounce back.
I'm thinking about
and that. And how much I've appreciated our sistership and how much. And how thankful and grateful I am that you've allowed me to be a part of your process.
Oh, no.
I'm crying and she's over here.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Hitler.
I mean, and obviously there'll probably be some more, but that's like the best thing I can come up with right now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. For a 16-year-old, you got some spunk and strength there, kiddo.
Girl, I'd be vibing.
I know you do. Your vibes, bro. I wish I could vibe like you.
Immaculate. 100%.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Oh. Adequate.
Yeah, very much adequate.
I posted that. I was looking at my year ago today, and what was I doing? I forgot. I literally posted it yesterday. And I was like, Ayana was very much adequate. And I wrote it in cursive and everything. Adequate.
Hey, remember that interview with that kid where he's like,
apparently.
A girl interacted that.
Apparently.
Apparently my grandpa doesn't like to wear socks in the winter.
No, apparently I don't watch the news. Or was it?
Yeah,
was
he was like, I don't watch the news.
The news, but my grandpa does. So. And I'm on the news.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Oh, man. That's what I got. Oh, so. What? So the only thing that pissed you off was your own right set now. With your own self with ramen noodles.
Yeah, and also the way that my hair does not fit in this hat.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I was waiting to pick you up. Something that pissed me off this week, we've been vibing, no issues with us. But work is kicking my ass, no cap. I'm tired.
Oh, you're good today. I just want to say I ate cucumbers with onion dip. I remember it was good. And Doja Cat was canceled.
Oh, shoot. Now she's not so canceled very much anymore. Nope. If I can say that right. Something that made you happy this week.
Me thinking.
Shout
oh, I got paid.
Fan. Oh, she got paid. She got a fat check. Something that made me happy this week. I also got a stimulus check.
Aye.
Finally, I'm waiting on my third one, and that's cool. He's so handsome. So yeah, that's it. You got anything else to tell the people? Wow, this is a short episode. I feel like we talk so much.
Facts. What was our thing? A year ago today, we watched Radio Rebel.
What? Oh, we watched Radio Rebel. Okay.
I was going to say, there was something else that I texted you to talk about, but I forgot what it was.
Pull up your text, dude.
It was an audio message, dude. Whoa, one shot. One shot. Famous Bowl. They should sell them for 50 cents. Nah, because I'd be making too many. I should do that low-key.
Mm-hmm. Play the message.
I'm getting there.
If you hear me smack, this episode is so dead on. Like my sister's hair. Purr. Breathing hard in the thing.
I was gonna go, again. Yo, I wanted to watch something with you and I never did. Now, I'm gonna say this so that she can watch it and we could literally watch it tonight. It's
I'm
literally,
going to sleep.
Girl, it after will take us like 15 minutes.
What is it? Come on.
It's called Emo Dad.
Can we watch it tomorrow?
We can. Okay, wait, where is it? Because I know
it was like one of the last things I laughed at it.
Because I was venting to you.
I laughed at it.
This. Oh, no. That's about the ramen. Yeah, that's the ramen.
It's like one of the last things I left out.
No, it's not. That's the ramen.
Oh. So, before that.
That's me venting about her hair. My hair.
Girl, so I don't know what you're talking about. The last thing I remember is Adrian's kickback. Oh, PP Cocaine's
new cat.
What about it?
Look at her!
Oh my gosh. I thought that was Simon. It was Simon.
No, look at her.
I don't care.
Her name is Punani.
Oh my gosh.
Good night. Look at her.
Guys,
look, she's flexing.
Thanks for listening to this ghetto episode.
Wait, what? Look at her. Is she cute?
Question. So I went to Bible study that night,
scared
right?
Me. I thought that was a cucaracha. Stop playing.
It was her my lashes. So, went to Bible study tonight. Mm-hmm. And they got off topic Thursday? A little bit. Yeah. They got off topic a little bit. Shoot. And they talked about baptisms and whether or not you need to be
baptized. I got baptized.
No, you're not baptized. The topic of discussion, what it turned into, are you saved if you don't get baptized, right?
That's true.
If you've accepted Jesus in your heart, yes. Now, but my question to everybody was, is, you know how Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist, his cousin? Jesus got baptized. John the Baptist got his name because he was baptizing before he baptized Jesus.
So why was he baptizing people?
If you don't need baptisms to get into heaven. Like, what was the point of him baptizing
Jesus? Why did he baptize Jesus?
Well, though? Because that was like a solidification of everything.
Nah, look at the way I'm wearing my hat and look at your head.
You're a toxic stud. I'm worried about the other girl now.
Look at my ears.
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
So, but do you see what I'm saying? So now, after Bible study, I have to go and I have to research why. What was the significance of John baptizing before Jesus died on the cross? Like, what was the point of that? Because all the other prophets that were talking about Jesus coming weren't baptizing.
Yeah, why did... What's...
Do you see what I'm saying?
How did he know how to baptize? Like, what made him be like, let me just... low-key drown you, but let me
and then also how
oh,
was
wait what if he like went
but
to,
listen
what if he actually went to drown them and he's like, I'm gonna prove to you that God exists now, I'm gonna drown you. No. Real quick and you're gonna survive.
I'll let you know after I research it, but check this, that's a what you just said is very valid, because when people baptize you, they baptize you in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So was he spitting those bars to everybody that he was baptizing and like prophetically speaking that because that's a word that God gave him and that's what he was doing? Or
no, is Jesus his cuz or like
Jesus
his
is his cousin,
like that's his cousin, like, or is that like cousin. What's up cuz?
Both.
What's up?
Both of them.
I'm gonna put lashes on you one day. Hey, you said you would do your hair straight. Do your hair straight.
Purr. You got anything else, sis? That's just some food for thought.
And there was something that I just thought of on TikTok about something. Dang it, I came on here because that's what I wanted to talk about originally.
What the hell are you listening to? Anyways.
Wait, I was telling you.
Yeah,
what?
So I was talking about Spencer, the one that always...
Spencer.
Okay, what about Spencer? I don't
He's
know
leaving
Spencer.
TikTok for right now.
Oh, is that the kid that got the weight loss surgery?
Yes.
I don't care.
He's the one that aggressively screams. I care. I've been watching him since 2019.
Why is he leaving TikTok?
Why is he leaving TikTok? I forgot.
Girl, bye. All right, guys.
But he, like... Good question. I remember, but I don't.
You don't.
I do, but I don't. I know right now that he's pressed because he got in a relationship and he finally posted it for the first time, like, his, like, openly. Yeah. And then they broke up.
Yeah.
And then everybody started going after the other guy for it and was all like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then giving him death threats. And then they were calling him stupid for leaving.
What does STG mean?
I swear to God.
Stop saying that.
I never said swear to God.
Oh, you put GTS.
Go to sleep. GTS.
I'd be like, why are people playing STG?
That's where.
Oh. The only reason I'm making this video is because yet again, people have taken my break from social media as an opportunity to spread lies about me. Last year, people made fake tweets that were made to look like they came from my Twitter account that I no longer use. And the tweets were made to make me look like a racist. These are the fake tweets that are now going around. And I've literally addressed those fake tweets on multiple occasions. But again, people
don't care.
Now he's also leaving because people are calling him a racist.
Good for him. Don't care.
He's not a racist. I miss
him. If you have to say you're not a racist.
Well, sometimes I have to say that our mother's not racist. Because I'd be like, she wears braids. She used to wear braids. And they're like, no, she's not racist. You don't see my skin. I'm like, she's literally married to a whole black man right now.
Yeah.
I'm literally half black.
Literally.
And then they'd be like, well, your hair white. And I'm like,
child, get over it.
Girl.
Girl. Hey, if we want to get rid of racism, take it off the application.
Why is it, girl, oh my gosh. Why is it that when I go up into, I talk to anybody that's black and then they ask me if I'm white. Like, when I got my hair braided done yesterday, one of the kids was like, is you white? And I'm like...
Because your hair is not nappy like theirs.
And I'm like, do I look white? And then they're just like, nah, I can't tell what you are. Like, you're light, but like...
Just say, I'm red bone.
What?
I'm red bone. That's what Chelsea used to say.
What does that even mean?
That she's red bone.
Somebody told me that they were a mutt, and I was like, what is that? And then they're like, you don't know what that is? And I'm like, no, like, are you, like, slow or something? And then they were like...
That's when you're mixed with a lot of things.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm mixed with everything. And then I'm like, oh, what are you mixed with? He's like, I don't know, like, Jamaican, you know, black, white. I'm like, what else? He's like,
oh, I don't really consider that.
He's like, I got some Hispanic. I'm like, okay. He was trying to give me. He kept sending me TikToks. And then he sent me this one TikTok. And then he called me pretty. And then he called me cute. And I said, thanks, bro. And then he said, no problem, dude.
Is that a staple on everything? Is when you say bro?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. Right, sometimes I'll do it.
I heard that that's a good thing. Like an indication to find out if.
It depends on how I say it. If I put B-R-O, you're done. Like it's not even a possibility. If I put B-R-U...
Is that your way of letting them know?
Yes. If I put B-R-U, then that could mean anything.
See, I'd be friend-zoning myself for real. You're absolutely right.
Yes, you do. Even if you don't realize it. Like, you do. But yeah, like, he used to talk... Like, he would try to talk to me, and I'm like, no.
All right, let's put on our she socks.
Okay.
It's not that I don't want to pod and keep talking, guys, but I just feel like this episode has been kind of disrespectful.
To who?
Their eardrums.
I'll repeat their eardrums.
Yo,
because I just got Rona free. Now I'm going to need you to back up.
You're free for 90 days, remember?
According 90 to the day fiance?
Yeah.
No.
No, what happened was is ever since this morning, when I left work, I got water down the wrong pipe. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the nude beach on Monday.
Oh my gosh. So what's the reason for me not getting Rovid the whole entire Rona time? Because I had Rona when it first started. So then my 90 days are up and then I got Rona.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, do you think in 90 days I'm going to get Rona again?
Possibly. At that point.
I wasn't even safe. I just. Girl, I wasn't even safe. How was your one shot, Maple?
It was good.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Would you eat again?
Would recommend. Don't be bringing me. Well, yeah.
I'm going to bring
when
you
when I'm craving, because I'm about to go on a diet. So when bring me those instead of.
Those are probably like 500 calories.
The big ones. Yeah. Instead of 5,000 calories. Yeah. Bring me 500 calories. I can do that. Yeah. All right, cool. That's it. You got anything else, sis? Sorry about not podding. We're going to have to figure out a different pod schedule. I know our bio says vibing daily. We still do be vibing, but sometimes we don't be vibing together.
Sometimes we just vibe in our dreams telepathically.
That's it. Or on Instagram at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sometimes we'll cross over on TikTok.
Let's talk about that real quick. What pisses me off. You don't know this, okay? When I go in my room at 10 o'clock, what?
When I'd be texting you and then you'd be like, good night. And then I'd be like, good night. And then I'd be like, oh, also.
Yes.
And then I'd be like, good night. And then you're like, good night.
And it's not that I have a problem with it. It's just the fact that both of my phones, like my iPhone.
I got two phones.
My iPhone, like I'll be straight with it. But my Droid, that thing just be lighting up every time you hit me up. And it just nonstop.
That's unfortunate.
I know you don't care.
They do this every year.
Don't care. All right, guys. Make sure you're following us at Las Hermanas and Primos.
We didn't do our question.
Oh, I did mine. What's yours?
Oh, so I just had to think of a random question.
Well, I got that one from a TikTok Skin Deep channel.
Oh. What's your favorite number?
Girl, 17. What's your
favorite
number?
Like, I was supposed to know what's mine.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's mine then?
8.
No. Nine. I don't like 8. I don't like 9 either.
14.
Mine have been the same
since I was...
You
look like a 14.
22. No.
What?
45. No. 5, 7, 13, what? 15.
Girl, number.
But my absolute favorite would probably be 12 or 13.
Why?
Because when I was younger, I wanted to be 12 so bad.
And now you're 16.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be 12. And then I wanted to really be 13.
Did you want
to
have like a bar mitzvah or something?
No, but I wanted to have a quince. I told all my Hispanic friends about that event.
We should have you a 25.
20. Why 25?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Monday single.
22. All
right, that's it?
Yeah. All
right.
My finger got a beard.
Guys, thanks for listening. We love y'all. Hopefully, your eardrums are
But do we?
We do.
Do
Make
we?
Sure you're following us at Las Hermanas
and Primos.
And then you also
you should
have
spell
my...
it. Because I know if I was listening to this,
LASHERMANAS. If they're listening to the podcast, it's on the podcast.
I thought you were spelling your name.
Oh, that is close. Oh, that is close.
LASHEA.
And then, of course, you can follow me at my personal IG at Drip of
Holy.
Just because I got a drip of holiness in me.
Drip?
I'm the chief of sinners.
No, I was about to call you the Christian shoe with the holy water.
What's that called?
The people that made the Santana
Mischief?
Shoes? Yes.
Oh.
They made the Chick-fil-A shoes and the God shoes with the holy water.
Holy water. All right, guys. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We're going to put on our
sheesh.
Sheesh.
Wait. Can we see who says sheesh longer?
All right. Ready?
Like, you know, like the yeah, boy.
Okay.
Ready? One.
Don't do it in the mic.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Sheesh. No, wait. I laughed. Can we restart? Ready? One, two, three. Why does it die down? Why does it say high pitched? Wait, 1, 2, 3. Sheesh.
I'm pretty sure I won 3 out of 3.
I keep laughing.
All right, guys.
Sheesh.
Anyways, talk to y'all later. Peace out.
Sheesh. Adios. Yo soy Dora.
Dora.